Good morning, Bob. All right, let's get this thing started. Manolo?
Good morning, Bob. How about you?
Good, Manolo. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Bob, you have seen Excel Luzardo as a reliever in 2019. The point that last year as a starter, he had some very, very good games at times, and you give him the ball in very crucial games for the Athletics. Could you talk a little bit about what you have seen in his simulated games, his bullpens this year, that make you believe that he's going to be even better this year?
Well, it's a good question. He digests things and is very understanding of what he needs to work on. He evaluates himself very well. You know, last year at times, maybe his third pitch, the breaking ball wasn't there for him. He's worked on this spring throwing two different kinds of breaking balls to try to add kind of a four pitch mix. If one of them's not working, at least he's got three pitches. And certain guys, I think, would struggle with maybe some, you know, not used to seeing some guys hit him around a little bit. That's probably the first time in his career, but I think he actually evaluates it the right way and is motivated to get better. And when you have that kind of stuff, seems like he's the entire package. I expect him to have a really good year.
Yeah. We all talk about the fans attending games, and everybody's very happy to see that the Coliseum is going to get the 10%, maybe 10% a little later. Now 29 teams and the majors are doing most of the same thing, you know, building up to maybe bigger crowds. There's one specific team that's going to allow full capacity. You think this is a step in the right direction, or you think, you know, all teams should be a little more patient about that?
You know what? That's really not for me to decide. I'd love to see in you know, a safe environment, big crowds, everybody would. But the operative word there is, you know, or a safe environment. So I really don't know. I don't know the numbers. I guess you're talking about Texas. I don't know the numbers there. You know, we'll be safe in what we're doing, and, you know, we'll just see how it goes.
Matt?
Hey, Bob, how is Fires feeling today?
A little better. I don't think he's going to throw today, but I think he's a little better. I mean, I haven't talked to him, but from what I understand, he's feeling a little bit better today.
Do you guys have a timetable yet for Murphy for potentially playing in games?
Not yet, but he's ramping up. I mean, he's taking BP off coaches today. He's going to take BP off the velocity, high velocity machine that we have. So I think he's getting close. He's doing all the drills, he's throwing the bases, he's blocking, he's doing all that stuff. I think, you know, we kind of targeted, hopefully, you know, sometime maybe before the 20th, but I really don't know. It's up to the trainers, but I know he's progressing in the fashion that we wanted him to.
Jacob?
Good morning, Bob. I'm curious what the impact so far in camp has been from Yusmeiro Petit, just what you've been able to see him do with some of the younger guys that you guys have in camp and how he's influenced some of your younger pitchers.
Yeah, he already has. I mean, he's just like a father figure to these guys, and not just the bullpen guys. You know, he's also started as well, and he's been a big influence on Jesus Luzardo. He's been a big influence on all the guys in the bullpen. When we signed him, I think as a team, everybody was just elated to have him back, not only for what he did performance-wise, but, you know, for his character and what he means to our team. And, you know, we've had a pretty tight-knit group over the years here, and, you know, we've lost a couple of guys that were key guys for us. We've brought some guys in that we feel like are going to be key guys as well, but he's been a mainstay for us, and everybody was thrilled to have him back.
How important is it to have somebody like that as a part of the roster when you do have some turnover, whether it's in the bullpen, you start to bring in new guys or younger prospects, but to have somebody that is kind of a link to the teams that you've had in the past year?
Yeah, it's an easy guy to go to, you know, kind of, I don't want to say you know, in a coaching type position, but you know, how things go here. And he can also sense when if a guy is struggling with, you know, maybe a routine or something like that. But the more guys you can have like that, and when we've had success, we've been postseason the last 3 years, you know, it's an easy guy to go to and, you know, talk to and just get a feel for how things go here and what we expect.
And then last question for me, I'm curious what it's going to be like for you to see Chris Davis in the opposing team batter's box and what it's going to be like for you guys to face him today.
Yeah, weird. So I, you know, hopefully I'll get some time when I go over there. Hopefully I'll be able to say hi to him in person. You know, he's one of my all-time favorites and you know, for good reason, not just because of the performance, just because of who he is as a person. And they're going to learn that over there. He's not the most talkative guy in the world. It takes a while for his personality to come out. And I'm guessing maybe that's the case right now over there. He hasn't been there that long, but he was instrumental in our success here. So we wish him the best, and hopefully I get a chance to see him and talk to him today.
Dominic.
Hi, Bob. So when it comes to Murphy trying to get ready, I know it's a tentative date for the 20th, but
no, it's not. I shouldn't even throw the date out. Yeah.
Yeah. So whatever the day ends up being, when it comes to, for him, obviously catching probably going to be the majority catcher aside from hitting and getting his body ready. What are the things that he can be doing now to try to stay involved with the pitchers, understanding their game plans? And as the starters ramp up, what can he be doing at these days while he gets ready?
Yeah, I mean, whether it's simulated games, depends that he's catching, he's there all the time. So he's not missing out on you know, catching our guys and being a part of their day. So, I mean, that's the most important thing to him. And he's been catching everybody, you know, just not in games yet. So we're not too worried about, you know, him missing out on, you know, whether it's some of the new guys and catching them in games at this point, because he's getting a lot of work in the bullpens.
Matt?
All right, you guys have gotten a good long look at Pete Cosma so far this spring. What have just been your impressions of what you've seen from him?
He's done a nice job for us, and he'll provide good depth. You know, he's probably a little bit more of a glove guy first, and he's a terrific shortstop. He hasn't gotten to play a lot over there, but he can play anywhere in the infield. He's really sure-handed. He's very knowledgeable in the game. He's fit in very well here, you know, with the group, and he's getting a lot of reps. So, you know, as it looks right now, it's going to be a tough time making the team for him, but those are the type of guys that when you have that kind of depth that you feel good about, something happens, you know, this guy can fit right in.
Depending on where Murphy is when things are getting closer to opening day, would there be any consideration of potentially starting out with three catchers, or is that tough to do just given the limited bullpen? Or the limited
bench? Probably tough to do at this point, but we'll see how we get there.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bob.